This is Jeanette and Jay John, Asian Pop Radio. Tell me what you think of it.
This is Asian Pop Radio, Asia Wide Hits 24/7.
The Jeanette and Jay John Show here on Asian Pop Radio.
You said it fine.
No.
I don't know what I said.
What did he say that was so bad?
What
he said
I
it.
Say?
He was just doing it in his order.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Wait, what do you mean? He said Asian Pop Radio on Asian Pop Radio.
It's like opposite.
Did I say
like, that's what he said, and you said that's fine. Excuse me.
You know, listen, if people are on AsianPopRadio.com, or they're listening on TuneIn, or they're listening on our Asian Pop Radio app, they know where they are. Like, let's be fair.
I need to go to sleep.
SBS Pop Asia.
SBS.
Welcome to Asia.
Non-stop Asian Pop.
Yikes, did you see that? That was daggers.
What was that?
Yikes.
But from who?
Rob gave you daggers.
For singing the competitors' slogan. Yeah. Hi, Rob. Producer Rob, in the production box right now. How are you, Rob?
Good, you?
Yeah.
How did you like our introduction? Rate it.
Out of 10.
Which direction is the scale?
Oh, yikes.
Shade. Oh, there it is. Oh, there's the shade. Hey, big show coming up. We are speaking to one of our favorite team members. You know, everyone's our favorite team member, but we haven't spoken to her in some time. Chinny.
The Jess Chin. Productions.
Looking forward to having a chat to Jess, because the good thing about Jess is we never really know what is going to happen. We never really know.
She might be stuck in a laughing
she
loop.
She just lets loose. She flicks her hair like the girl in the Thai song yesterday. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. P&P. All because of you. This show happens, guys. All because of you.
No, just me.
Well, technically, yes. I mean, like, if it's not for Juby, like, we record it and it doesn't go anywhere.
I'm a big obstacle in the way of this going into stream online and on your phones.
Yeah.
I would be that dam in the stream. Because I block it up.
Hey, we have one of our team members on the line right now.
No, we don't. Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
We do.
It's Chinny, our
good
Jess.
Hang up on her?
Can we all cheer, Jess?
What's up?
Oh, man.
How are you, Jess? Anytime, Al.
Are you jet lagged?
No, I don't know.
Are you okay? What happened? Literally, when Jay John wasn't in the room, we were having a really fun time.
This is what I tell you guys all
and
the time.
You came back.
You can't talk until the mics are on, or else you lose the story. You lose
but
the
just
feel
talk
of it.
About you. What else do
just,
you talk about?
Just I wasn't in the loop, and neither are our listeners. So can you tell me, where did you go for a holiday?
Asia and Europe, Russia and Hong Kong.
Whoa, you went to Russia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Did you rush around or take your time?
It was really relaxing.
Do you have a highlight of each place? Like, tell us where you got started. So you flew out of Melbourne. Where did you go first?
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong. And what did you do in Hong Kong?
Shopping.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
What did you eat in Hong Kong?
Typical Hong Kong food.
Shade. What is typical Hong Kong food then, Jess? Tell us, for those that are unaware.
Like congee and like their own fast food place, which is like, like it's like the, you know, like the curries and like the
egg waffles.
Not that one. Not the street food. That's the street food.
Where do you go and come for me, Jess? I thought we were a team.
Jess is a bit more high society than you. She goes to the more upmarket things. She's like Gucci-ing, Chanel-ing.
Yeah, and then in Russia, I stayed at 5-star hotels.
Wow.
She did. She did a Snapchat of her toilet. She did a whole tour. Then there was a coffee machine that had takeaway coffee cups.
Is this your story or is it Jess's?
I felt like I was there. I was stalking her on Snapchat.
Wait, so there was a coffee machine with coffee cups in your hotel room?
Yeah, like, it literally came. Yeah.
She was literally zooming in on it going like, wow.
So hang on, the excitement is that you just had your own personal coffee machine.
Oh no, and the toilet was amazing.
Can I
yeah,
ask Jess? Can Jess answer the questions to her interview?
I was at Russia.
Jess.
The toilet and shower was legit amazing. Even
did I stutter?
The spa was like, the hotel spa was like so good.
Wait, you had a spa in your hotel room too?
It was in the hotel.
Like,
so we can go
like
in,
downstairs like, or upstairs.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Oh, no, okay.
Like,
wait,
the gym,
wait.
The public pool.
So it's an outdoor spa?
indoor spa.
So it's just like an indoor jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just how can this be a 5-star, like, resort-style hotel and it's just got, like, some communal jacuzzi downstairs?
Because it's infinity, okay?
Was there, like, a table tennis table as well? Was there a bit of ping-pong action?
In Russia?
I don't know, because I did not go to the gym.
Sounds like the Ballarat Motor Inn.
Laughing because I don't know where that is.
Jess, so apart from the jacuzzi, apart from the amazing coffee machine, tell us about the toilet, because that sounds like it was a pretty hot topic.
The toilet was good. It was clean. It was squeaky clean. Everything was there. The toilet paper was, like, legitly good.
Okay.
The essentials was there. Everything needed. It was spot on.
Right. What kind of toilets are you used to?
Wow.
This segment's gone to the toilet. Not the squatting ones. I don't mind the button ones. I like the normal ones, but with some sort of lavish style.
But obviously you don't have good toilet paper or a good toilet or a clean one, usually?
No. Oh, I usually do have good toilet paper.
Oh, okay.
Right, yeah.
Like 5-ply? Like, what's good toilet paper? Like, silky? Stacks of ply? I don't know much about toilet paper.
Yeah.
Good 3-ply, soft.
Jess, my question is, like, when you're on holiday, squats are often unavoidable, right? Are you well-practiced? Are you able to squat when you need to squat, or do you usually have to do the hold on and wait until you get back to the hotel room?
I normally just squat, or, like, I just normally try and find plan B and squat.
Right, what's plan B?
Leaves.
If it's a squat but still a plan B, where are you
Instead
squatting?
Instead of squatting, why not have an invisible chair and squat?
What?
An invisible chair, like use my own hair.
You know when you're doing those exercises and you're at the back of the wall,
Oh my god.
Right.
Are they invisible chair?
Oh, you just pretend that you've got an invisible chair.
But so you don't want to put your butt on bacteria, but put your whole back on bacteria instead.
Not on the wall. I just don't use it like that.
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
1 second. So what we've concluded here is that Jess has really good glutes or a good core.
I've got to say, I don't think the hold and squat toilets are right against the wall either. So do you just, like...
You can't really lean against the wall.
Maybe she, holds herself in the cubicle.
Does it,
like,
I hold on the toilet paper.
Yeah, okay. My worst squat situation was when I was on an overnight train in Vietnam, and it was, like, a 17-hour overnight train.
And you sat on someone else.
No, and I desperately tried to, like, go to the bathroom before I needed to get on the train. But, you know, I'm sure you guys are the same. If you are trying to go to the bathroom so you don't have to go later, it's never going to happen. The pressure's just too high. So then eventually I got on the train. It's like, damn, into like 15 hours, like, I desperately need to go to the toilet. So I tried to squat, but by 15 hours into a train journey, in rural Vietnam, it was a very old train. It was a bit of a mess. And so it wasn't that much fun. And I was doing my best to, like, stand up and learn to squat for the first time. And I kind of slipped. Yeah.
Was that the situation where you, like, slipped and then, everything was coming out still? And you're like, oh!
No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't in that situation. But I did slip and it was a bit of a mess. But Jess, that wasn't happening at your 5-star hotel, was it?
No.
Yeah, yeah. And so, highlight? Do you have a highlight of the whole journey? Like, what would be your ultimate?
The whole journey.
Yeah, come on. Like, what's the number one thing that happened while you were away that you go,
invisible chair?
Damn, I'm glad that I went here.
I got drunk.
You got drunk.
Oh yeah, and then we had this conversation. Like, Jess is underage. How did she get drunk?
Jess isn't underage. She's like 30 now. She just looks underage, don't you, Jess?
Jess is my halloween. Yeah.
Jess?
Yeah?
Did music form a part of the equation on your holiday? Did you get a chance to, like, go looking for tracks or see any performances while you're in Hong Kong, or...?
I missed 2 K-pop idols.
Who'd you miss?
BTS on the first week. Then when I came back, it was SHINee.
SHINee!
Right. How did you feel, Jess?
I was like, nah, I can wait till KCON.
Was it just weird when, like, SHINee came along and you knew it was like, SHINee's back?
Nah, I'm like, I've already seen them. I might as well just wait.
Yeah. So you're forgetting who you're talking to. Jess has done it all. Jess has seen everyone. Jess is not easily excited by life anymore. She has done it.
Yeah.
We were just talking that she loved
the toilet. If it's a place, she's been there. Oh, well, all right.
Now she's done it.
On to new things. Jess, is there a favourite song out at the moment that you've got on your mind? Like, what's your favourite track at the moment?
That's my favourite song too.
What is my favourite song at the moment?
Well, she's been away. It's
a tough
question.
I'm dancing to it at the moment. I keep on dancing to it. So
it's got to be a boyfriend track.
No, it's not. It's Twice.
It's Twice.
Ah, Signal.
Signal.
Yes.
Yeah. What do you have to say to the haters that don't like Twice, Jess?
Suck it.
There is one person who doesn't like Twice's new song.
In our group?
Yeah.
Who? In our group?
No, I'm not going to point
fingers. Nah, come on. They've got to be outed.
But what would you say to one of our fellow Asian Pop Radio team members who doesn't like the new Twice song, Signal?
Get used to it.
Yikes! DJ Scuff, I'm coming for you!
Oh, wow. So it's our music director that doesn't like it.
Yeah.
Is that why we're not playing it yet?
No.
Wow.
But do I have it? Yep. Am I uploading it? Of course I am.
All right. Well, you know what everyone needs to do? If they like Twice's new song, they need to get to our website, asianpopradio.com, and make sure they request it in our Top 10 Countdown, which is organized by DJ Scuff. Yeah, exactly. We need to make it happen. Power in numbers, people. Power in numbers.
One.
Twice. One in a million. Yeah, say you're twice in a million.
Jess, thank you very much for your time. Can you do your best to like be a part of our show more often? Because we just love you. You're a lot of fun.
I will. Just call me or whatever. Sorry.
You got stuff to talk about, Jess. You got stuff to talk about. You come and see us, all right? You tell us that you need some airtime.
I will air it to you.
Right, very good. It's kind of like FedEx. All right, thanks, Jess.
No problem.
Can you feel it, Jess? It's highlighter.
Highlighter.
Highlight. Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
AKA Batoost, without one member.
Yeah.
Asian Pop Radio. Bye.
Bye.
Everyone, here's 24/7 Asian Pop Radio. Thank you so much for joining us for another day for our daily show.
Yes.
Today, Juby. Today. Jay John. Robert over in the corner.
You can't thank yourself. That's a Kanye moment.
I can thank myself.
Why did you look at Robin and say that?
Robert looked like he had something. Robert, on a scale of 1 to 10, can
How
I
good
thank
was
myself?
Today's song? Show.
Well, you can, but Jeanette might not like you thanking yourself.
Yeah. Scale of 1.
Because Rob is on my side.
On a scale of 1 to 10, as a panelist, how would you rate Jeanette today for a second attempt at paneling?
I have no idea because I'm not a panelist.
Right.
So I think that was a straight 10. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah, okay, good. Nothing is straight with you. Nothing straight with you. Thank you very much to Jess who took part in the show.
Straight about me.
Thank you. You can come back with a golden opportunity, but you didn't, and I respect that. Thank you very much to Hero Kits, who was part of our show today. Make sure you check him out. Given his album. He's given us his album so we can play it more often.
Yay!
It's gonna happen.
Yay!
Yeah, support buskers. That's what I reckon. We love supporting buskers.
Half of them are super hot.
Yeah. Yeah. And if that's not a good reason to support them, but
but they're hot with talent.
Like Bunny
Bless
Chu.
You, Rob.
Good looking man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you go to our Facebook page, look at our video feed. We've had a few buskers on the show in the past.
Yes,
you can check out our videos. You can check out our videos on YouTube, Asian Pop Radio. Just search for us there. And you'll see a few people that have been on the streets of Melbourne, including
Andy Lee.
Yes. I don't think we posted Andy
Little
Lee.
Bunny Chu.
Little Bunny Chu.
You just said that 2 seconds ago.
Kenny. There was a Kenny. I think there was a Kenny. Good guy.
There was a Kenny.
Shout out to Kenny. let's go to some HKT48er. Robert with a song, Go Bananas. By Team KIV.
And why are we playing that song?
As a follow-up to Banana Chips last week.
Oh!
On the ball! That's why he's our producer.
A-N-A-S.
No, wrong song.
Oh, sorry.
No. Of course. We get it. You're old.
Guys, it would be super duper helpful if you were willing to subscribe to our Asian Pop Radio podcast on iTunes. We've got lots coming up in the near future and so many interviews with so many Asian pop stars that we've got planned in the pipeworks. So make sure you subscribe now so you don't miss that. Then go to Asian Pop, search for Asian Pop Radio on iTunes and subscribe. And if you can, please rate and review what we do because that is also very helpful to us. Don't forget you can download our Asian Pop Radio app, which means you can take Asian Pop Radio wherever you go. Asia-wide hits 24/7, hear music all day long, the Jeanette and Jay John Show, our Top 10 Countdown, our new indie show starting soon, hopefully with Juby. Yeah, that guy that does a show with us, totally forgot his name. And, of course, Chopsticks BS, K-ville Radio Show, so many things. So do go and download our app. It's free via your favorite app store.